Committee on Natural Resources will come to order, please. This morning, we meet to hear about the administration's goals for the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act, or NAGPRA, and to explore possible improvements to the implementation of the program. NAGPRA sets up a process for the identification and repatriation of certain human remains, funerary objects, sacred objects, and objects of cultural patrimony of Indian tribes and Native Hawaiian organizations. The human remains that are at issue are the ancestors of Native Americans, many of them warriors killed in battle. They deserve the same respect that we give to the human remains of our warriors of today. The Act directed museums and federal agencies to complete an inventory of their culturally affiliated human remains and funerary objects and submit that inventory to NAGPRA by November of 1995 for publication in the Federal Register. Almost 15 years later, the administration is still publishing these inventories. Recently, the Moja tribe and the National Association of Tribal Historic Preservation Officers conducted a study of the implementation of NAGPRA. Following a recommendation of their report, Senator Dorgan and I requested a GAO study on federal agency compliance with NAGPRA, as well as how appropriated funds are being used. As this study is underway, we will not be looking into these issues today. We will, however, be looking at the administration of the National NAGPRA program by the National Park Service. This will include an examination of the data being collected, the systems in place, and the tools available to measure the success of the NAGPRA program. Based on the issues that I expect to come up today, we will need to ask ourselves if this program is receiving the attention that it deserves. And I hope today's hearing will serve as an impetus to improve the program. With that, I do look forward to hearing about the administration's goals for NAGPRA and how this committee can help ensure the success of the program. Among those joining us this morning is Mr. Dan Wink, the Deputy Director of the National Park Service. For the past several months, Mr. Wink has been performing extra duty, serving as Acting Director of the Park Service as well. So I thank you for your service, and I do look forward to your testimony. But before that, I will recognize the ranking member, the gentleman from Washington, Mr. Hastings.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for scheduling this hearing today. Periodic oversight of laws that fall within this committee's jurisdiction, I think, is rarely a bad idea. When it comes to the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act, it will be valuable, I think, for this committee to hear how its implementation has occurred since its enactment in 1990. It is most important for museums and federal agencies to repatriate human remains found on federal or Indian lands in a respectful and dignified manner to the families or tribes to whom they are known to be related. To do otherwise would offend the inherent dignity of both the departed and the living. There is not a lot of public attention paid to the day-to-day work of inventorying and repatriating human remains and cultural objects to families and tribes, notwithstanding how serious this work is. Ensuring the law is carried out appropriately and efficiently and with an eye on the application of sound science to identify remains and cultural objects correctly should be some of our chief goals. So, Mr. Chairman, once again, thank you for scheduling this hearing. I look forward to hearing the testimony of the witnesses. I yield back.
Thank you, Doctor.